I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Indeed it is.
We're done with the Oscars. Please.
Are we done? We're not really done. There's much business to be discussed.
All right. Green Book won. Is there an explanation? Because I don't think anybody, except a very few people, had predicted that it would be the winner.
Let's talk about how diverse the Oscar field was this year.
Yeah.
People of color winning. Women.
Yep.
Rami Malek was the first person of Arab descent to win. Black Panther winning awards. Spike Lee getting a screenplay award. Hollywood was rising to the historic occasion, recognizing the unsung people out there. At the end of the evening, the Best Picture award goes to Green Book.
Yeah.
Up until that point, a pretty well-reviewed film, but backlash ensued immediately, beginning with Spike Lee, who right at the awards began complaining about it, because Green Book is perceived as being a white savior movie.
Reversing Driving Miss Daisy, but it's still the same white man's dream about the reconciliation of the races and the buddy movie.
Right.
It works out well for both sides.
You have the buddy movie template, right? First of all, the movie takes place during the civil rights era.
Yeah.
In the Deep South. Yeah. Green Book referring to the book that black people used to refer to know where to go.
Where was it safe to eat and sleep?
Right. The premise is this guy, Tony Lip, is driving Ali's character around. Doc Shirley, accomplished pianist.
Right, which is a setup itself. He is already to be admired.
That's what you're saying. The problem for you is in that it's easy for the Italian character to come to some grips with his own racism or change his thinking because Doc Shirley is an extraordinary person regardless.
Well said.
So a more challenging concept would be putting two people into a car on equal footing.
Yeah. So a street kid, a black street kid, for instance, coming in that car.
This fascinates me. I get that this is a pat movie, right? It takes race relations and makes them very easy.
Yeah.
It should not be the Best Picture winner.
Right.
That I don't dispute.
Okay.
Isn't there a place for a movie that takes a kind of pat, easy look at racism and nudges the conversation along?
When you look at the Oscar contenders, they're filled with alternative looks at race. Black Klansman, Black Panther.
Right.
An idealized form, again, making it easy because these are superior people. We do have some attempts, but I mean, we really seem to still like that formula. I think about if Beale Street, kind of a raw look at the difficulties of race relations.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the conversation would have just stopped because Mahershala Ali won the Best Supporting Actor Award. No one complained about that.
Right.
Had it just stopped there, we probably wouldn't even be having this discussion. We can't always, I don't think, expect them to take the most difficult tack approaching that subject.
We've been struggling with this for, 60 years when you say, guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah.
Another easy bridge to race relations.
Is that an easy bridge now when you look back 50 years ago?
Well, it was then. We suddenly realized that a black man could come to dinner. Oh, he's accomplished. Oh, he's Sidney Poitier.
I mean, it's obnoxious that you have two old white guys talking about this right now. Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier.
Right. In
The Defiant Ones.
Defiant Ones, right. Was that a better look?
That's a great question, because you have two guys on a chain gang. Sidney Poitier, in that particular instance, he's not a doctor. He's not a teacher. Definitely, they're on equal footing, and they have to struggle through Curtis's racism.
Right.
And it comes to that one point where they're free. They break the chains. Poitier is running towards the train that Tony Curtis jumped on, and you think, is he going to leave him behind, or is he going to help him? And you get that great shot of their hands extended towards each other.
You're great.
I'll tell you, that's a testament to how powerful that movie is, because I saw it one time when I was a child.
Wow.
Maybe The Defiant Ones isn't the quintessential movie about race relations or about race, but certainly it shaped my view. It helped me along.
Inferring from our discussion here that we're not sure depicting race relationships has been advanced by awarding a movie ostensibly about race relations.
We should revisit this topic on this show, but we have two other people other than us.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film, education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.